the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. It's country with a twist and grilling in your backyard. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. We're going to talk a little bit about party food, Bob. We talked about the thing with the home builders. That's not really a party food, but there's Halloween coming up, and I've had somebody reach out and said, can you bring me some party food? And I thought, you know what? This is, we're up on the, there's going to be holidays coming.
Let's get ahead of the game a little bit.
Right,
yeah.
And get ahead of it. So I'm going to start with appetizers. Let's start at the front just like we would at the party. You and Cowboy Rob Russell have taught me a lot when I was first getting into grilling seriously, and you guys were out on the road, and there was this thing called a pig shot. And I was always like, those are intriguing. And so I put together a menu of a bunch of people a bunch of appetizers for these people that are throwing the party, and they chose this one as part of their appetizer. So really, I'm going to give you light touches on a recipe. I don't like to give you quantities. You're not writing this stuff down anyway. We'll make sure we get all this on the grillingguys.com. But this one's called Smoked Pig Shots. And this is a hangover from Pulaski Days, which was last weekend, because it starts with kielbasa. And I'm going to say you're going to cut a little one-inch slice of kielbasa. You know, it's round and a one-inch long. And then you take thin-cut bacon and wrap around that. And the bacon will stick up about a quarter to a half an inch above the kielbasa. And you just stick a toothpick through it to hold it, right? Then I'm going to take cream cheese, shredded cheddar, diced up some jalapenos, and a little bit of barbecue rub, and mix that all together and get it soft. Put it inside a baggie, and I'm going to pipe it. Oh. You know what I mean? I'm going to cut the corner off the baggie, squeeze the baggie, and pipe it in that little half inch that's on top of the kielbasa. So I've got a bacon wrap.
Did you already smoke the kielbasa?
Nope. It's raw because I'm going to smoke the whole thing. It's a smoked pig shot. So the kielbasa's in there. The bacon's wrapped around it. I squirt the cream cheese mixture in there. And then I put it in the smoker and sit, because they'll sit right up because that kielbasa's flat on the bottom. And I'm going to smoke them at about 250 for about 45 minutes or an hour until I get a nice golden crust on that cream cheese.
Now, that would be something you definitely want to put your thermopen in.
Exactly, right. You're going to test one of them. You want to make sure that kielbasa is done.
Yeah.
Exactly. And where would you take that to temperature, by the way?
If it's from Sobeys, I'd probably take it to 150, 155. If it's commercial sausage, always 165.
Right. And what I would, one of the indicators, other than your thermopen, is that if the bacon is done. Right, I want the bacon to tighten up around that, and yeah. I also want it to be. But I use thin bacon, so it should cook in that time.
Maybe where you're going, maybe they'll have a convection oven, and you can throw them on a tray and
warm them back up.
Touch them off for 5 minutes, and
right.
Get that hot air to crisp up that bacon for you.
Yep,
because that is always the trick with bacon. You know, you could. I'm into baking my bacon now.
Sure,
I did a load this morning.
Yeah.
Because I have a worker coming over to help me, and I wanted to make sure and feed him well. And even if it's just plain Jane bacon,
right,
the thin stuff, if you put it on a pan and throw it in the oven for, depends on the temperature, but I usually do it to finish, and that is at 400 degrees convection for about 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I flip it. But if you did it for like 350 for 10-15 minutes and just get a bunch of that grease off and pre-cook it, maybe when you're smoking it, it'll, because it's still very pliable,
right
maybe you could you'll have to play with it. You got to pre-do a couple of those,
because right.
You don't want to show up at an event and
right and oh yeah and I've done them before, but this is something that they wanted, so I think that's a great tip, is that I've got, you know, 100 of them to make. So we'll put them on the smoker, but I think that pre-doing the bacon. Now, my thing with the pre-made or the pre-cooked bacon before you start wrapping it is that I put parchment paper down on that pan. It just makes cleaning so much easier if that parchment paper is between the pan and the bacon itself.
Yeah, I spray the pan with Pam.
Okay, yeah, that'd work too.
Same.
Yep, exactly.
Parchment paper is a great great thing, though, especially for any kind of baking.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it's pretty safe.
Yep, it is. It's good. But anyway, so that's a pig shot. We'll have that. It's called smoked pig shot. We'll have that on the
grilling, guys. So is this a group of friends you're going over to visit?
Yes and no. It's a couple coworkers, and one of our clients is hosting the party. It's a couple coworkers I work with, mostly their friends, but I've done another party for them 4th of July, so they had me back. And so I know more people over there this time than I did last time. You know? but whatever.
I couldn't keep up with your social schedule. I'll tell you that.
Well, I really don't have a social schedule. I'm not that social of a guy. But speaking of schedules, we didn't touch on this. I got to come clean. My birthday is today on Saturday.
Hey, and I forgot. Birthday.
No, well, I think I forgot yours too. So we're all good.
Yeah,
man.
I don't even care anymore.
Right, me either. Me either. The milestones are behind me. Now it's just like I hope I
get more. Milestones are on their way.
yeah, exactly. So we're gonna celebrate a little bit this weekend and have a little bit of fun. But now I'm just feeling old.
You did go to Ferris last weekend, didn't you?
I did.
How'd that go?
You know, it was a lot of fun. That was homecoming at Ferris. The game was a blowout. Ferris won big, but what I had to do was feed a 30 by 30 tent full of fraternity boys.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't have any budget, so I had to fund it. So they got pulled pork, baked beans, and coleslaw, right?
All these successful frat boys, and they didn't have a budget.
Right.
That is
It's for the actives mostly because, you know, them and their girlfriends and the sorority
girls.
Oh, you're
feeding a bunch of college kids.
Yes.
No. You need bulk.
Right, yeah.
You can never beat pork butts.
Right.
For a bulk.
Right.
There's nothing that'll touch it.
And I got the little Hawaiian rolls. Rather than going over to Wealthy Street, I went over and got little Hawaiian rolls. They're quicker and easier for them. Right. And so I you know, gave them some sauce
They were happy as could be anyway.
I think I bought 14 dozen slider rolls there, and they ate them all. And I'm like, good for them.
Gosh.
You know, the kids were hungry, and you know, did like 50 pounds of pork butt.
Didn't have any beer there, did they?
I didn't bring that. I don't do beer. I drank some, but no, I didn't bring it.
Did you have any of Crankers?
What? Yes, actually I did. Crankers is we stopped there. The idea was we had to get there early to load in, and then we had to leave for a couple hours till the tailgate started.
What a good excuse.
Right. So I go down to Crankers and I'm like, "Crank, I want a Bloody Mary." I forgot he doesn't serve liquor. But huge but. He has a Bloody Mary beer that is spot on.
Oh,
dude, he made it with Bloody Mary mix in the seasonings, and he's got actual tomatoes pureed in it, and it looks clear like a IPA, but it is very, very close to the taste of a Bloody Mary.
Interesting.
And you can only get it in his tap room. He's not bottling. You can bring a growler with you.
Well, a lot of these brewers are not bottling anymore.
Right.
I mean, some of the big beer people bought up the big microbrewers,
right?
And they steal shelves. You can't get shelf space.
Well,
if you're
you know, it's funny you said that because he said the same thing. His distribution is killing him.
Yep.
So he is going to put in liquor. He says he's going to cordon off a portion of his place
there
and put in liquor. So Crankers in Big Rapids. If you've never been there, you got to get up there. Great
Tell
guy,
them the
Jim
Crane. Guys sent you.
Yep, absolutely. So coming up next, we're going to leave off the appetizers. We've got a couple more if we run out of time on other things, but we'll hit the main dish next. I've got three different things. If we get to one of them, it'll probably be good. So Yardless, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hope you got a plan to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill today. And stick with us. We'll be back.